And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We're going to take a break from open line, though, for a bit, as we are going to talk to Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine, and good morning to you.
Well, it's
one of those gray morning, but maybe we can brighten up the day.
Yeah, it's one of those blah mornings. So, all right. Well, again, it's good to have you on. It's good to talk to you every week about the great animals out there at the shelter. And of course, we'll before we get to the animals, we'll talk about what we do talk about every week that you guys can, especially during this time of year, probably definitely use some donations.
Right, and boy, it's all different this year. In the years past, we've always participated in the Christmas parade, and then the day after, we have an open house, and people come in, and they're so very generous with everything they bring in. We will not be having the open house this year, nor will we be in the Christmas parade. We had an outbreak of the COVID at the shelter, not an outbreak, but an exposure, so therefore we've quarantined the shelter for the 14 days that we need to do so. So probably people that follow us on Facebook have noticed that we have said we are closed until the 14th of December, and guarantee everyone the animals are being very well cared for. We have two people that are, one's taking one part of the building and one's taking the other part, so there's no exposure to each other, and we are continuing our routine of taking care of them twice daily with the food and that type of thing, but we are not allowing any public in, obviously. So Brad and I were talking about, you know, we don't want people to be leery of bringing us donations if they still would choose to do so, because we can always figure out a way to get them. And our thoughts were, just as always, if the gate is closed, leave it at the gate. If the gate's open, just bring it to the front door and maybe give a tap on the door, and Brad will be quickly out there to receive it and maybe wave at you or something. But just one of these things has happened. I think we've been very fortunate that this is the first time we've actually had to close the shelter to the public because of it. And We're doing fine. The animals are doing fine. The animals that I will probably be talking about here in just a little bit will sound very familiar to you, because we haven't had very many adoptions. We have had one that I'll talk about in a minute. But so anyway, just know that we're real sorry that we can't be to the Christmas parade. We're sorry we can't do our open house, because we have people that come every year, and they will there's two couples that always bring the animals they adopted from us. They will bring that animal out and let us see the changes in them and how healthy and happy and wonderful they are. So next year, by golly, it will be different. And if someone is thinking about donations, it's always kind of the same thing. We love dog food, we love the treats, so we can give them their treats. We love the toys that come in. They love the toys even more than we do. But the toys that come in, the little blankets, people have started purchasing those little blankets at Walmart. They're like $2.50, and they come in a roll or something. They're perfect, absolutely perfect, because they wash quickly, they dry quickly. They seem to be pretty durable. So all that, we sure appreciate. Kitty litter, that goes without saying, every day we need kitty litter. So those are just things that we, you know, off the top of my head, but they're the staples that we use and love. So anything anyone wants to donate, we thank you.
All right. So again, guys, accepting donations, and like I said, it's been a weird year. All right. I think last week we started with the cats. Let's start with the doggos this week.
Let's start with the doggos. And as I said, these are, you know, and if there's a dog or a cat or a kitten or a puppy that I'm speaking about and you're interested, don't hesitate to get a hold of Brad through Facebook. And, you know, this time will go by really quickly, and that animal will be waiting for you. So if you want to come out and see it after the 14th, please do. Just, you know, don't let this, maybe this gives you more time to prepare for the new arrival. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, speaking with the dogs, we've got Sasha. She is the mama dog that came in with her little puppy, Sushi, who was adopted. And Sasha's still with us. She's 2 to 3 years old, black with some white. She's very sweet, and she was an excellent mama. Of course, she'll be spayed when she leaves the shelter, so that won't be happening to her anymore. We have Dixie. Dixie has been tied up in a court case since the middle of April, and we finally got the go-ahead to be able to place her in adoption. She's a heater mix. She's black and white in color. We've got some tick markings here and there. She's probably about 5 years old. Of course, she is spayed. She's up to date on her vaccinations, and she's very dog-friendly. So she might make a great addition to your home. Buddy is a stunning light brown brindle guy. He's also neutered. He's up to date on his rabies. We believe him to be a shepherd or a plot hound mix, which you all need to look that up because I'm not sure what a plot hound looks like. He's excellent with other dogs and has no issues with cats, but he cannot be around livestock, and that's why he was surrendered, because he was just didn't have the best manners around the livestock, and so he came to us. So Buddy would make a beautiful city dog. And we've got Sweetie. Sweetie's gorgeous. Collie shepherd mix. Black with a little brown and white on her paws, face, and tail. She's also spayed, and she's probably about a year and a half old. Hopper. First thing you're going to notice about Hopper is this happy-go-lucky attitude. He has a really, really soft coat, and we think he's a year and a half old to be a Rottie and Shepherd mix. He's black with brown and white on his legs and face. Smokey is a hyper little guy that needs to get out of the shelter. he needs a yard. He needs a leash to be walked on because he's got super, super energy. If someone wants to have an animal that would love to walk and play, this is Smokey's the guy. We don't know exactly what he is, but we think we're leaning towards a terrier lab mix and about a year old. So he's still got a lot of puppy in him, but he really is a super active guy. We have Igor. Igor came in. The weekend I was there, Igor came in. He's sweet, and he loves to play fetch. He and Brad play fetch all the time. He's white, and he's got this kind of a faded brownish-gray specks through his body. And the other unique thing about him, he's got itty-bitty ears. I've never seen a dog with these little bitty ears, and it's natural. I mean, he was born this way. It's not because they did something to him. Unique personality and a unique look. He would, if you were to take Igor out for walks, people would certainly want to talk to you about him because he's that unique. And we also have Hope, and Hope has some... Brad thinks, in a way, she kind of looks like a little pig. She's black in color. She's very petite. We think she's got a little pit bull in her. She's around 30 pounds. She's great with dogs. She's black with a touch of white. And she's just ready to go home and be someone's friend. Drama. Drama's gorgeous. Drama is spunky. She is a purebred bull terrier. She's got that long snout. She's beautiful. She's brindle with some white markings and super sweet. And she was surrendered because the family she was with, there was a divorce situation, and Drama just got left out, I guess. I don't quite know how to explain it, but she's around 6 years old, and she just needs to know that that's not what happens. When you get taken home and you're adopted, you're there to stay. So someone needs to come show Drama what life is all about. We have Presley, a little black lab mix. She's about 3 months old. She's black. She's just full of puppies, so a little bitty guy. And Apollo is our last dog, and she's also young, well-behaved, keeps the kennel clean, and we think she's a pit lab mix. And she's kind of got a reddish color to her, though. She's different color, very pretty. Now for our kitty cats. Let me tell you the good news. Before we were quarantined, you know the office kittens we're always talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael got adopted.
Yay! All right.
kind of broke up the crew, but I'm sure they're still having lots of fun without him.
Oh, yeah.
There's still four of them. And, you know, as I say, we let them out, let them run around, and just they have a ball. And so with the four being left, we still have the two gray tabbies that are about 4 months. Well, they're probably about 3 months old now. And then we've also got the two black kittens. And they... one male and one female of each. So come out when we can. Get on Facebook and look at them because the office kittens are still ready to romp and roll and have a good time. We have Sox with us. I think Sox is gorgeous. He really is. He's about 3.5 years old. He's our gray tabby. He's got some white on his belly and his breast and his legs and face. Sox is gorgeous. He's one that's kind of was like turtle that kind of likes to hide out, and then all of a sudden, boom, I'm there in your face. So we're still enjoying Sox, but would like to see Sox find that home. Liz is a gorgeous gray and white tabby, about 3 years old, kind of sleek in her build. Goose is a large, friendly male, around 4 years old. He's black in color. We have a beautiful little yellow and white female, but 7 years old, so it's a little bit older kitten. Very affectionate. Very affectionate. And then one of the pretty ones we have is a long-haired black kitten with the frost, that fine white hair mixed in. He's a male. He's super playful. He's the one that likes to get out when we're cleaning his kennel, and he's got a leash that he's attacking and playing with. Very playful. So that's the crew. As I said, a lot of these names are familiar, but that's okay. You're probably not going to hear much change in the next 2 weeks because of the fact that Paul's not going to be bringing any new residents to us, and we can't be having too many, we can't do any adoptions until the 14th. Not to say you can't contact us about someone that you've heard about and you'd like to maybe come out and see. So,
right.
In these trying times, let's just hang in there, and we appreciate the support that's coming in. The Lions Club came out the other morning. I have to give a thank you to them. Knocked on the door, and Brad said, well, we're quarantined, and the gentleman said, well, we have a donation for you. And it was a lovely, lovely donation, and that's what keeps us going, are these people in Casa are just so generous to us. And here we are in the middle of this awful, and something wonderful, sweet happens like that. So thank you to the Lions Club. We sure appreciate the donation that they left.
Absolutely. So, again, thank you to them at that donation from those guys. Lions Club always doing great things out there. So
great.
If anybody does want to get a hold of you guys, though, how can they get a hold of you if they do want to? Again, I know you guys are can't do anything until the 14th, but if anybody does want to call you guys and just ask some questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay. Well, our telephone number is 620-252-6060. And Facebook is probably the best way. We get a lot of messages on Facebook, and Brad really does sit down and try to contact you. We also, you know, have pictures that are available on Facebook. If you do want to come out with a donation, we are located on the way to South Coffeyville, the county road right before you get to the bridge. We're across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and you know, the guys over there kind of watch out. So if you're kind of nervous about just leaving a donation at the gate, don't, because they really kind of watch out what's going on. If we happen not to be there, they're really good about kind of watching the activity at the shelter. So that's no problem at all. But we appreciate the support, and can't wait to get the doors open again. And right at Christmas time, it's always nice to have these adoptions. And we also kind of caution about adoptions, too, at Christmas time. It's kind of a hectic time for people, and sometimes bringing a new pet home maybe at that particular time isn't the best. Maybe wait till a little after Christmas when you're home, but you don't have all the hustle bustle. Maybe there won't be as much hustle. They probably won't be as much hustle bustle this year, so maybe it is a good thing to do this before Christmas. Guys, nothing you say is the way it used to be, is it? So we kind of have to change our thoughts. But you know, sometimes you bring the new kitten home or the new puppy home, and it's just not always a good situation at Christmas. But anyway, come out and see us when we can, and we'll fix you up with a dog and a cat and a kitten and a puppy. And
just a little bit of everything.
You got it.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate it. We love talking to you every week, and we will talk to you guys again next week.
Well, thanks. All right. You guys stay safe.
Okay, we will, and you stay safe as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We enjoy talking to her every week, and we will talk to them again next Thursday. But have you heard there was a little outbreak at the shelter? Cannot do any adoptions again till the 14th. So, but that does not mean you still can't call and ask about the great crew out there. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.